Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Budgets are a funny thing, especially when it comes to the big ticket items. Healthcare. That's the biggest ticket item. That's where the lion's share of the budget is spent. And the province released their latest fiscal plan a couple of weeks ago. Now, when it comes to healthcare, it does call for billions of dollars in additional spending over the next couple of years. It always does, right? It's the ministry that is seeing the greatest increase in terms of dollar figures. And even with the increase in spending, still doesn't keep pace with population growth and with inflation. So the province gets it from both sides. In this instance, they get ripped by people saying, you know what? If you don't keep pace with population growth and with inflation, really you're giving us a cut. You're asking us to do more with the same amount of money. Fair argument. At the same time, there are those who say, and I'm one of them, we spend so much money on healthcare, and what do we keep doing when things get bad? Throw more money at it, right? That's always the answer that politicians come up with. Although our provincial government is trying to reform things and redo things, but still, more money, more money, more money. It hasn't worked before. I don't know why it will this time. Is there a better way of doing things? We're going to speak with Dr. Paul Kershaw now, who's a policy professor at UBC and also the founder of Generation Squeeze, which is Canada's leading voice for generational fairness. And he was talking about how governments handle spending on healthcare. I think he made some really good points. Paul, thanks for being here. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
So your take on healthcare spending in Alberta's recent budget. Give us your reaction, your response. Spending too much, not spending enough, spending it the wrong way. What do you think about how Alberta is spending money on healthcare?
Yeah, I think I'm in the last category. I think it might be spending in the wrong way. I think the first thing to observe is that, you know, Alberta should be compared to spending to other provinces like Ontario and BC, other big populous English-speaking provinces. And those are, you know, that's how you can tell is Alberta being efficient. And I think efficiency in a conservative government-led province like Alberta really matters. So it likely will surprise your listeners that your province spends considerably more per person on medical care than do your big rival BC and Ontario. And that would be okay if you were getting better health outcomes, but you're not. You're right. Consistently getting poorer health outcomes in those provinces and actually often below the national average on a range of things. Fundamentals like life expectancy or death from different kinds of cancer or having people come with type 2 diabetes or lung problems and so on.
You make such an important point, right? Like, yeah, the money spent and I think what it comes down to for me, doctor, is we have a healthcare crisis. We hear that every single day, and we've heard it for years. There's always been pressure points in healthcare. Maybe not as bad as it is today, granted, but it's never worked as well as we'd hoped that it would. So what's the answer we get from politicians every single time is, well, don't look at us. We increased the budget. We spent more money. That seems to be the default. And every politician in every province in the country and at the federal level eventually comes back to that. Well, we're spending as much money as we can. We're increasing spending. That seems to be all they can come up with.
Yeah, I would be a little more charitable in interpreting what my politicians are doing and say they're partly responding to signals that we as citizens are giving, we as voters are giving. I think Canadians you know, what the hell does it mean to be Canadian? And, you know, we've struggled to define what that is. But, hey, we're not our neighbors to the south because we have publicly funded medical care. And I think that commitment to medical care then gets built into our national DNA.
Yep.
And so people say, hey, when I want to be a good Canadian, we want more medical care. And that would be fine, again, if the science told us that that's what would make us healthy. But the science really is clear on this, that medical care at most accounts for about one quarter of what it makes the population healthy. And really, our health begins where we're born, grow, live, work, and age. And if you can't access like adequate income or quality childcare or decent housing or a stable planet, those are the things that cause us to be injured, fall sick, and die early. And so more and more, I try and liken the conversation or orient the conversation the following way. You know, lots of people would like to get a ticket to a Taylor Swift concert. It's hard to do. Not because she's not playing in the biggest venues on the planet, but because there's a really long queue of people trying to buy the ticket. And so it is with medical care. We have way more doctors, including way more family doctors than we did in the past. But that's, you know, that's happening side by side with doctors saying that they're burning out and nurses saying that they're feeling under pressure. And that's because we've been spending so much time focusing on how many medical professionals there are,
yeah,
but not asking why is the line of patients so long?
What? Okay, so let's talk about that, because you're right. That's the narrative that we hear. We always say, well, you got to spend money, you got to recruit more people, you've got to do all the rest of this stuff. How should we be spending this money in a better way, doctor? How would we get... Here's the answer. I want to improve outcomes. I don't care what it takes. How do you spend the money in a way that you get better outcomes?
Yeah, well, I'm likely angry emails with the following observation, but when I was calculating the numbers, you might be surprised that even if Alberta were to spend $2 billion, or in other words, reduce the increase in spending that's planning by $2 billion over the next several years, you still spend more than BC and Ontario do in terms of care for every person over 65. And that's the group of people using most care right now. You have a relatively young population. You need to know that. And so ultimately, you actually should be spending more, spending less per person on average than BC and Ontario do, because you have a younger population. So on average, we're going to use less medical care in your province. And it's $2 billion in annual spending on medical care. If you could find ways to, you know, slow that growth down, that's a big chunk of change.
Yeah.
Because you're not even spending $1.6 billion on child care, and almost all of that is coming from federal money. And you're spending about $0.4 billion on things like housing, and you know that housing is a growing pressure in your province. And it's those things that shape people's income, shape people's stress earlier in their lives, that is going to set them up for the chronic diseases that makes people sick and then has them come and use a lot of medical care down the road. So I would go with an ounce of prevention is absolutely worth a pound of cure.
I couldn't agree more. I think you're absolutely right. But at the same time, that's a transition, right? You don't do that overnight, because we've got a situation where the population that we already have needs the healthcare, right? I mean, that would take time. That would be like turning a battleship, if you want to use that analogy. It would take a long time to sort of reshape the way we do this.
Yes, but I think Alberta's in the best place to do it, because, as I said, you're already spending more per person. You're already spending generously later in people's lives. You have the best paid doctors, but that's not even helping you retain doctors or recruit doctors as quickly as my province in BC, where we pay actually markedly less. And so I think that there is, I think I would say, hey, small C conservative in Alberta, live up to your name on this issue. Like, sometimes I'm open to talking about taxes more than a small C conservative Albertan is, but I want the best from my money when I act there. And you're getting that in the medical care system in Alberta. And so bring your small C conservatism, use it to help with the relatively large sum of money you're already putting into medical care, and say, can we not start investing a little more wisely, slow the growth down here, monitor the trends in Ontario and BC, and let's make sure we at least match that, but we don't have to go beyond that. And then we can have some room to invest more where health begins. Because if you don't have access to quality childcare or adequate housing or poverty reduction, you know, as I mentioned early, you're much more likely to die unnecessarily and early.
And it's going to cost money all the way through. You're absolutely right. Dr. Kershaw, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you being here.